Music is just the way to the soul, you know? It makes you crazy. Good morning and welcome back to my podcast. Before I get started, I just want to say thank you to everyone who has been listening to my podcast or leaving comments and just encouraging me to keep going. I really appreciate that. And if you guys have any feedback for me, that would be awesome too. I will leave my Instagram in my description to this video in case you guys wanna send me some comments that way as well. That would be super cool. I also would like to say thank you if you hear all the background noise in like all my podcasts, because again, I do share an office space. So I appreciate that the background noise isn't bothering you guys too much, but one day I will have my own space, I promise. Now, I do have something that I wanted to address before I get started. I know a long as hell intro, right? My brother, my older brother hit me up yesterday and he had finished listening to my last podcast. And he was like, "Your next podcast is either going to be about your dog or your health or something." And I'm like, "What?" Because in my head, I'm like, "How does he know that my next scheduled podcast was about my dog?" And he's like, "You leave clues to what you're going to talk about in each of your podcasts. So I know it's going to be about your dog or your health." So I'm like, "Surprise, it is about my dog." Ha ha ha. So this one can be like kind of a little curveball because I did not mention music in my last podcast, and I also did not realize I was leaving clues to what my next podcast would be about. But here we are. Shout out to Big Brother for being so attentive to my podcast that he caught that. So now let's get on with the show. Music has been a big part of my life since basically birth, okay? It's just been something that's been a constant in my life. Like, whether I'm happy or sad or angry, it doesn't matter. I can be excited and be like, "Oh my God, let's play music." And that is all my mom's fault. I know I blamed my mom in the last episode for my addiction to my Tamagotchis, and I'm blaming her again for my addiction to music. My mom used to play music for anything. "Oh, it's Saturday, time to wake up at the ass crack of dawn and blast music so that I can clean, and so that my kids know that music is playing, that means it's time to clean." But it wasn't only that. She would take us in the car, whether we're going to ShopRite or like a toy store or wherever we're going, and she would just blast the music in the car, and we would just be rocking out to like 80s music. It was always fun, you know, like she would be singing along or whatever. Sometimes we would join her. My mom could be sad, so she'll put sad music on. She could be happy, so she'll put happy music on. And it's just like growing up in the house, you know, music determined what the person's mood was in, and sometimes I don't know how to explain it. Sometimes you would just know, "Hey, you gotta leave that person alone because they're angry," depending on like the music that was playing. And music just had the most impeccable impact on my life. Like, I got a guitar, I wanted to learn how to play guitar, and my dad has a guitar, you know. I don't know if he still plays it or not. I haven't talked to my dad in like 40 million years. What it do, dad? Anyway, even just owning the guitar kind of makes me feel like connected to him because I know he has one, and music is a part of him too, you know. Like, my family has some kind of talent, each and every one of my family members. If they're not singing, they're playing an instrument. If they're not playing an instrument, they know how to draw. If they're not drawing, they're dancing. If they're not dancing, they're acting. Like, my family's just very diverse in their creativity, and that is one thing that I love the most. When I say I have a deep connection with music, it's beyond the artist and beyond the notes and the instruments. It's something more. What do I mean it's something more? Well, Now, I do share an office, which I keep saying to you guys. I'm sharing an office with my mom, and she does not like this story, so I'm going to try to make it not detailed, if I can. It's because she gets emotional with this story particular, okay? I can go into detail another time. I'm pretty sure I mentioned it before, that I have asthma. When I was younger, I used to have to be on that stupid breathing machine, and I could still smell the plasticky mask with, like, the freaking little, like, I can hear the noise too. It was like, it's so annoying. Anyway, I had asthma really bad when I was younger. I still have asthma now, but it's a lot better than it was when I was younger, because obviously I don't need the breathing machine anymore. Long story short, I was sitting down, I believe I had a cold, then the cold turned into, like, what they thought, I guess, was, like, bronchitis or something, but it ended up being that I had pneumonia. I remember sitting there, and I feel like I was trying to go to sleep, but then I kept waking up. And then my mom grabbed me, and I remember her running outside to a blue car, and everything just went black. And I didn't feel, hear, or think for, I want to say, about a minute. Everything felt like it just happened in seconds, but it was way longer than that, especially for my mom. But I started to hear music. I heard music. It was just a woman who was singing. And I just started following the music. Now, I don't remember walking or anything. I just remember following the music. And I wasn't scared or anything. I just went to this woman. And I couldn't see her face. But she did pull out her hand towards me. She put out her hand so I can grab it. And right before I was gonna grab her hand, I heard my mom scream my name. And then I just was filled with panic, like, oh my god, mommy? Where's my mommy? And I turned around, and it was almost like I slipped, and I fell, and my eyes opened, and I saw, like, these weird people, and then my eyes closed again. So what happened was, my mom noticed that I was really sick, obviously. She called a doctor. The doctor told her to take me to the hospital. She called a taxi, and the taxi cab was blue. She put me in the taxi, and she was shaking me and calling my name the whole time, right up until the doctors took me from her. She was just like, Nicole, Nicole. And I heard her. And I also heard that music that was playing, and it made me feel so comfort. Like, I just had so much comfort, and until I heard my mom, and I wanted to go back to my mom. I think that's why I was always attached to my mom as well when I was younger. Like, we would go to family parties and stuff like that, and I would always be up my mom's butt, and people would be like, oh my god, cut the umbilical cord, and, like, laugh as it was, like, some joke for them. But I was not amused by that at all. I just always wanted to be with my mom. So when I was about 13, I want to say. I don't know. I think I was, like, in 6th grade. How old are you when you're in 6th grade? I don't know. I asked my mom for a guitar because I wanted to play. She didn't get me one. I'm pretty sure she was going to work towards getting me one, but my cousin ended up buying me an acoustic, and I slapped Tinkerbell stickers all over it. I was so happy with it. I did want an electric guitar, but I got the acoustic, and my cousin was like, oh, you know, it's better to learn on the acoustic so you get used to it, so by the time you get the electric, you can learn more new things, because obviously an electric is way different from an acoustic. But I had my guitar for, like, a couple months, and then my cousin got me the electric because I'm totally awesome, and so that's why I got it. I only knew about 3 of the basic chords, you know, like G, C, and D. I think I knew E minor and A minor too. So I would use those same chords for different songs that I would make. So I would write my poem and make it into a song. Especially when I was like upset, I would play my guitar and sing my poems, even though I sing like caca, but I would do it anyways. And it was just so nice. I loved them so much. My electric guitar, I still have it. I don't have my acoustic, unfortunately, but I do still have my electric guitar. I don't use it because the wire on the inside, I believe it just needs to be soldered, but every time you plug it into the amplifier, all you hear is and you know, obviously that sound is not attractive. So I did also get a new guitar. It's a Fender. It's one of those acoustic electric guitars. It's so beautiful. Oh my god, I love it so much. And it's so light. I couldn't get over how light it was. I literally walked into Guitar Center and was like, I want this one. I actually had stopped playing my guitar for a couple of years because someone used to tell me, you're not a musician. Why do you have that guitar? Why are you even playing it? You're not a musician. And that really hurt my feelings. And the horrible part was that I actually listened and I didn't play my guitar. And then after a while, I started playing it again. And I haven't played it these past couple months, but I think after this episode, I think I'm gonna go give it a whirl and play it, you know? Playing the guitar actually helps me write. Like, it's awesome. And I can't stress enough for people to not listen to negativity. Don't listen to people when they say, oh, you're not this, don't do that. No, do it. Do it extra because they're being buttholes, okay? Cool. And I wish I knew how to sing, too. If I could sing, whoof, I'd be probably doing YouTube videos of me singing. But I sing, like, trash. But I do watch videos from time to time, and I do break my mom's eardrums with my horrid singing, because I love singing, I'm just not good at it. So if anyone knows any tips and tricks about singing, you know, let a girl know. I think if I learned how to sing, it would make my writing excel even more, because when I write poems, a poem is essentially a short song. And depending if you want to put music to it or not is what makes it a poem versus a song. But to me, my poems are songs that just don't have music written on them yet. So I have a lot of cousins that sing really, really well. I even have some cousins that rap really well. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, those SoundCloud rappers kind of thing. No, my cousins know how to sing and know how to rap, okay? But I could easily write a poem and give it to them and they can sing it. The issue is I want it sang or sung a certain way. And I know I suck at singing, so I don't want to sing it for them. You know, I don't want to destroy their eardrums so that they can sing it the way I want them to sing it. And there's nothing wrong with them putting their own twist on my songs, but it's just like, you just want your work to be a certain way. And so if I could sing, I could, you know, record my vocals or whatever and be like, hey, can you sing my song like this, but with your voice, because your voice is more mature than mine, or however you want to call it. See, I don't even know the terminology when it comes to singing. But yeah, that's on my bucket list, to learn how to sing. And I harass my grandma sometimes too, and I ask her to teach me how to sing, and then she'll be like, I don't know how to teach you that. But this is why music is so important to me in my life. Because music is my life. I think I will end the episode here. As always, if you listened this far, thank you so much. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Don't be afraid to try something that you love. Don't give up just because you got haters out there. And trust me, haters comes in all shapes, sizes, and forms. Your own family could be haters. Don't listen to them. Keep going. With that said, I am your host, Nikki, and thank you so much for watching my podcast. Can't wait to talk to you guys next Monday.